That's the fabulous Proclaimers, and music from Sunshine on Leith. That's the one. That track was I'm on My Way. Jane Granby's here laughing at me because, well, because I'm an idiot, really. But anyway, but following their roaring success with the production of Made in Dagenham last year, the Billericay Operatic Society returned to the Brentwood Theatre later this month with another great musical production, Sunshine on Leith, featuring the music of the Proclaimers. Sunshine on Leith follows the highs and lows of Ali and his friend Davy as they search for normality after returning from a tour in Afghanistan. Families, friendships and life are not all plain sailing in this funny and moving story about love and life. So here to tell us all about it is Jane Granby from the Billericay Operatic Society. Hi Jane, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing fine. Nice Very to be back.
Good. It's lovely to see you again. We sort of run into each other about once a year,
That's
don't we?
Right.
With all this. Yeah. So last year, of course, it was Made in Dagenham and it was an amazing, successful production that completely sold out, didn't it? What do you recall about it?
Well, the sellouts, yeah. The standing ovations, they were all great.
Yeah.
But apart from it being an amazing show, which we're still really missing, I think, it was the last night when one of our cast, Tom Carpenter, proposed to his girlfriend on stage.
Yeah.
And since been to the wedding, they're now married.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, that was brilliant.
Wow, that was. Oh, that must have been amazing to see that.
That was totally out of the blue for everybody, including the family.
Excellent. Well, I came along to that and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was fantastic. So well done to everybody involved in that, especially Tom. So tell us about the new production, Sunshine on Leith. It's got some great music, as we've just heard.
Music of the Proclaimers.
Yeah.
So you've got ballads like Sunshine on Leith, Letter from America. And then, of course, you've got 500 Miles that we finished the show with and we hope everybody is going to be joining in with.
Yeah.
And along the way, just to put a bit more detail on what you've already said, Ali is ready to propose to his childhood sweetheart. Davy gets a job in a call centre and meets a girl from England. His parents are at war over a discovery of something that will threaten their long-term marriage. And then, of course, tying all this together is the great music of the Proclaimers.
Absolutely.
So it's all through the show, all the numbers are Proclaimer numbers. So if anybody loved their music, I don't know how many years ago that was, but there's a lot of people who go, oh, the Proclaimers.
Yeah.
Oh, we love that. Yes,
yeah.
We'll come along.
Well, they're still going strong, but
I know.
Yeah, of their success, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago maybe? Yeah.
In fact, they're in Australia at the moment.
Oh, okay.
And they very kindly sent us a good luck message.
Oh, how amazing.
All the way from Australia.
Oh, wow,
yes.
That's brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. So I think one of your roles in the society is as choreographer, and I expect there's quite a lot of big numbers to arrange in this. Have you been busy?
Yes, I'm always busy.
Yeah.
We've got a little jive number in one of them, Throw the R Away, and we've got some Scottish dancing, as you'd expect, with it being them being Scottish, and it being set in Leith, just outside Edinburgh. So we're doing the Gay Gordons, Dashing White Sergeant, all that sort of thing. And lots of movement.
Right, it sounds tremendous. What about the Scottish accents? How are you working on them?
Well, very luckily, I had been to a workshop at the Old Vic last year sometime and met a lovely chap there called Keith Higginbotham, who's a dialect coach.
Okay.
And he very kindly came to Billericay and did a Scottish accent workshop for us. So that was very interesting. It's very difficult.
Really?
But it was good.
Yeah,
it was good to feel we were trying to be as authentic as we can. We're not going too much over the top because otherwise people may not understand what we're saying.
Okay, yeah.
But there's definitely going to be a good Scottish accent there for most people. There's two characters who are definitely English.
Okay.
And I've been asked to do, I've got a tiny role this time with, I'm in a call centre teaching them how to speak properly when they answer calls. But I've been asked to be English. So I hope nobody sits in the audience saying, poor Jane. Yeah. She can't do a Scottish accent.
So, but did you go to the workshop?
Yes.
You did. So
yes, we all did.
Can you give us a demo?
I can try my... I've got one line in Scottish in the show. Relax. The office is upstairs, already done. All except the greens.
Fantastic.
I do sound Welsh sometimes, though.
That's the trouble
with me. I was verging on the Welsh slightly.
Yeah, yeah. If I try to do an accent, I end up wandering all around the world. It's terrible, yeah. So you've got a small role in that. Now, that's good. I was going to ask you that. With your last production, though, you had to come up with some 1960s vintage clothing for the costumes. I suspect this one's been a little easier for
costumes. It's been a lot easier. Yeah. Yeah. Mostly done from our own wardrobes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, and I've sort of christened it for me, my jeans and T-shirt show, really.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's quite casual, the dress, most of the way through.
Yeah.
We've got some nice dresses come along about three quarters of the way through, but yes, it's everyday wear.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
Leith.
Yeah, much easier. Yeah.
Yes, much easier.
So, Made in Dagenham sold out pretty quickly. How are the ticket sales going for Sunshine on Leith?
Ticket sales are going really well.
Good.
And we're really pleased about that because we were concerned with the state of people's finances perhaps at the moment.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things gone up and cash becomes a bit less available.
Sure.
But no, we're being followed very well, and thank you very much to our audiences who seem to be getting behind us yet again.
Yeah.
We still have tickets.
Right.
Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, the two performances on Saturday, we've got a few tickets left, but still some. Wednesday and Thursday, a few more.
Right.
But we're certainly going in the right direction.
Okay, I better get in quick then to,
definitely.
To order mine, yeah. So turning to the Billericay Operatic Society itself, how are things going within the society now? I mean, I think last time we spoke, you hadn't met for a long time because of the pandemic and all that. Obviously, you're able to meet up again now. And,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. It was nice to get back to normality.
Yeah.
We've got some Saturday rehearsals coming up when we're able to run the whole show.
Okay.
That's when we start feeling a bit nervous as to whether we know it all. And we've had a few new members have started
good.
Since COVID and
more
the lockdown.
Men?
One or two.
Right. You're always short
any
of
men out
men,
there? Yeah. We're still looking for more men to come and join us anytime.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got that in there. Okay. So for Sunshine on Leith, could you please give us a full rundown on performances, ticket availability? Well, you've done that just now. When it's all happening, basically.
Yes, Brentwood Theatre, and to get tickets, you should either call the Brentwood Theatre or go online.
Mm-hmm.
If you search Brentwood Theatre, Sunshine on Leith, it will come up. For Tuesday evening and the Saturday matinee, our tickets are £18. For Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings, they're £19. And our evening performances start at 7:30 and the matinee at 2:30. I would recommend probably phoning the theatre or dropping in to get your tickets.
Okay.
Slightly cheaper.
Okay, so it's running Tuesday the 28th of March through to Saturday the 1st of April.
That's right.
The phone number for Brentwood Theatre is 01277 200 305, and their website, well, you can just do a search for it, but the website is brentwood-theatre.co.uk.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. That's it. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. And you've got some great characters within the society as well. Haven't
we
you?
Have, yes.
And some really, you get some really good performances out of them.
As I think I've said before, people come to our shows for the first time and they say afterwards, oh my goodness, that was as good as going to the West End.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
think amateur and think,
oh,
I don't know, ropey scenery or not getting it right. But we do pride ourselves on being polished and professional.
Absolutely.
And you'll get a good show. It's worth the money.
And I can completely vouch for that, having seen you all in action. So thank you, Jane. So Sunshine on Leith is a vibrant, energetic piece of musical theatre loved by audiences and critics alike. And I can't talk today. I don't know what it is. I can't speak properly today. But never mind. We got through it. Thank you, Jane, very much indeed.
Thanks very much for asking me.
And of course, we must have another song from The Proclaimers. Would you like to introduce it?
Right, the next song from The Proclaimers will be 500 Miles, and if you come and see the show, I expect you to be joining in.
Thanks, Jane.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you.